Out of the corner of my eye, I saw movement in the shadows, and an instant later, something obstructed my vision. I realized a cloth hood had been dropped over my head, but before I could do anything about it, I felt a razor-thin sharpness bite into my neck. A garroting wire, I guessed. It didn't hurt, but I could feel the pressure as the wire was pulled backward, slicing through my bloodless flesh. When the garrote hit my neck bone, the wire began to vibrate as if it were some sort of mechanical device, and it cut the rest of the way through my neck with the ease of a laser bisecting a stick of butter. All of this happened in mere seconds, far faster than my undead reflexes could react, and the next thing I felt was a sudden dizzying lurch as I fell. At the same moment, something large landed next to me. After that, there was only darkness. I already had a good idea what had happened to me, but I had to check. I tried to reach up and remove the hood from my head, but my arm refused to obey me. I then attempted to sit up, but once again my body failed to cooperate. The reason for this was distressingly simple. I no longer had a body, or at least, it wasn't currently attached to my head. This was not good, and a moment later, it got even worse.
What is it?
Oh, something in a bag.
Just more trash.
No, no. Take a whiff.
Meat.
Starting to go bad.
Oh, starting to go good, you mean?
Inside the hood, I couldn't see what was coming for me, but I already knew. Carrion imps, some of the nastiest little scavengers in the city. Normally, the miniature versions of ghouls aren't much of a threat, but I no longer had a body with which to defend myself. Now, I was just a hunk of discarded meat, an unexpected but quite welcome feast for the little bastards. And once they picked my skull clean, not all the magic in Necropolis could resurrect me again. All in all, it was turning out to be a pretty shitty night. I may have only been a decapitated head, but I still had my brain, so the first thing I did was send out a telepathic SOS to Devona. I'd never tried to communicate with her through our psychic link at such a great distance before, but even if she did receive my message, I knew there was no way she could reach me in time to prevent the carrion imps from chowing down on me, both sections of me. I'd heard my body fall at the same time as my head struck the ground, so presumably my other half was lying close by.
You really don't want to do this.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
Because I'm lying in wait for prey. And while I'd rather feed on something more tasty than imp, I'll settle for you if I have to.
What sort of creature are you that lies in wait for prey concealed by a piece of cloth?
I'm a sharp sting. I'm waiting for some curious passerby to reach into the hood. When they do, I'll sting them and implant an egg in their body. The egg will carry my consciousness, so I'll leave my current body and take up residence in my new host. Once my egg hatches, I'll begin to slowly devour the host from the inside over the course of several months, and when the host dies, I'll leave the hollowed-out corpse in search of a new home.
You fill up that hood pretty good. Big as you are, you don't seem like you'd be a very effective ambush predator.
Would a creature like you need to be sentient at all, let alone possess the power of speech? How does thinking and talking help you find new hosts?
Even if you are who you say you are, why should we be afraid of you?
Yeah, you can only lay an egg in one of us.
Oh, that's right. The rest of us will eat the body you leave behind and then kill your new host. And then we'll devour him too.
Seems like a win-win scenario for us.
Besides, Sharp Sting is a stupid name.
I felt tiny hands grab hold of the hood's cloth and begin searching for an opening, as if I were some kind of treat the imps were trying to unwrap. This would be an excellent time for Devona to get here, I thought, with more than a hint of desperation. They fled into the alley. I felt a tug of the hood, and I allowed myself to hope that help had arrived.
Devona? Is that you?
No reply. Just another tug on the hood. Then I felt myself being dragged slowly across the pavement away from the alley,